Geo, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More promises from BP to plug the hole as those living along the Gulf ask for help.
There's no end to this, and I guess the next step I have to come to is, what is BP doing for us to help us get through this?
Realtor Kelby Lynn, who owns a management firm on Alabama's Dauphin Island, he says fishermen have actually gotten checks from BP to cover their losses. Not so for those running businesses. Those in the Gulf aren't the only ones angry at BP, though. A new ABC News poll shows the entire country is outraged. This is ABC News polling director Gary Langer.
The poll finds growing public concern about the oil spill and deeply negative ratings of the way it's been handled. Americans by more than 2-1 support pursuit of criminal charges against those responsible. Increasing numbers, now 73% call it a major environmental disaster. 8 in 10 criticize the way BP's handled it, and the federal government's own response is rated worse than it was in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina nearly 5 years ago.
Bank of America has agreed to pay $108 million to settle claims against Countrywide Financial, a company it purchased 2 years ago.
Used to be hard to miss their ads.
Call Countrywide and get this low rate today.
Some quick and easy Countrywide loans adding excessive fees and charges for some homeowners who couldn't make their monthly mortgages.
It could range from people who maybe just suffered $10 or $20, or it could be hundreds of dollars or even thousands.
FTC attorney Lucy Morris saying Bank of America admitted no wrongdoing. Customers can get settlement updates at ftc.gov/Countrywide. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
It has been a deadly day for U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. 5 service members were killed by an IED attack. 2 more died in separate attacks. 2 New Jersey men were in court today. Federal prosecutors say they tried to join a terrorist group in Somalia with the idea of coming back and plotting against Americans. The Dow taking a slide late in the afternoon. It's down 98 points. NASDAQ down 42. You're listening to ABC News.
The world is full of perfect pairs, peanut butter and jelly, yin and yang, jeans and a t-shirt, and now home and auto from Farmers Insurance. Buy them together and receive a great discount on both policies. It's as sweet as a chocolate vanilla swirl. Ask a Farmers agent about our perfect pair discounts, 2 of dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Get world-class savings and the service to match. Find your agent today at Farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy 3 with triple points on airfare. Buy 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
2 months before her 90th birthday, journalist Helen Thomas has retired. ABC's Ann Compton says it happened after those recent disparaging remarks about Israel.
Helen Thomas has been a legend, working her way through 10 presidencies. She became an opinion columnist in the last decade and was done in by her own words. She is of Lebanese descent with strong opinions about Israel, opinions that have now cost her what has been her front row seat to history.
Apple's Steve Jobs unveiled the newest version of the iPhone today. It has high-def video and video conferencing capabilities, provided the person on the other end also has the new iPhone. Trial began today in Los Angeles for a Florida man accused of stalking Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson.
Wearing a yellow and blue jail uniform, Robert O'Ryan now claims he's not guilty because he's insane. Testimony is yet to begin, but prosecutors brought 2 guns, what looked like a wooden bat, and other weapons to court. O'Ryan is accused of showing up at the Dancing with the Stars set with a shotgun and handgun loaded, along with duct tape and love letters written to Shawn Johnson. He claimed he was supposed to have a child with the Olympic champion. Alex Stone, ABC News at L.A. County Superior Court.
Actor Charlie Sheen has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge in his domestic violence case. His wife's lawyer says he will work at a Colorado theater company during his 30-day jail sentence. This is ABC News.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A Santa Cruz County employee is dead after being sucked into a wood chipping machine. A public works employee was with a crew clearing brush from the side of Whiting Road near Watsonville. Two tourists who were hit by an SUV while walking in San Francisco's Fisherman's Wharf neighborhood during the weekend are expected to survive. And leaders have broke ground on a long-anticipated widening project they hope will ease congestion on Highway 4 at Loveridge Road. The number of lanes will double with four in each direction when the project is complete by 2014. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Oakland, eastbound 980 on the ramp to 11th Street, there's an accident reported there. Police activity, Alameda between Ocean and Seneca. It's closed in the area. There's Millions and then there's Mega Millions with huge jackpot drawings every Tuesday and Friday. Play Mega Millions from the California Lottery. Imagine what a buck could do and tell them what you'd do if you wanted it. IWonMillions.com. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Foggy mornings and sunny afternoons for the next few days. Highs will be in the 60s by the bay, 75 to 80 inland. It's 60 in San Francisco and on your radio it's 810. KGO News Talk 810. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dow here. Welcome to the program. Not that it is our purview, but I have to give you some economic advice here. I just got off the internet, and it starts with, you know, if you're a senior and you get your $250 economic stimulus check, and people have lots of questions about it. And, you know, it goes on and on, like if you use the money to buy a television set, that stimulates the economy of Asia. So here is the advice. Here is the advice from economists. How to help the U.S. economy by spending any check you get from the government wisely. You know, if you spend the stimulus at Walmart, your money goes to China. Spend it in gasoline, it goes to Saudi Arabia. Get a computer, it goes to India. Fruit and vegetables, it goes to Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala. Buy a car, it's going to go to Japan or Korea. You buy useless plastic stuff, it's going to go to Taiwan. Pay off your credit cards. Buy stock, goes to management bonuses. So keep the money in America by spending it at a yard sale or flea market. Go to a baseball or football game. Hire a prostitute. Buy cheap beer or get tattooed. These are the only wholly American-owned businesses still operating in the United States. So the conclusion is the best way to stimulate our economy is go to a ball game with a prostitute that you met at a yard sale, drink beer all day until you get drunk enough to get tattooed. That wasn't in the State of the Union address, was it? speaking of some of those things, so I look at these things with interest. Ted Hagar's wife, you know, has written a book. She's doing the talk show circuit, the book tour it's called, Why I Stayed and the Choices I Made. And she says things in here that make me cringe and certain things that make me angry and certain things I agree with. Certainly, I would support them trying to work out the relationship. And these kinds of things don't automatically have to be the end of anybody's relationship, whether it's an affair with, I guess, a man or a woman. She says our sexuality is conditioned and we can be conditioned in a number of ways. That's true, but when it comes to the issue of homosexuality, there is a strong genetic component. Most human beings accept that. So Ted was dealing with certain urges that were unwanted. Yes, and through therapy, she explains that he's better now, but that's not true for everybody, she said. That's his story, and I think that's you know, I agree with her on that. And at the early in their marriage, she knew that he had a homosexual relationship, and she was ignorant of the gravity of it, and she was willing to forgive him. And it goes on and on and on. And airing, you know, how we air these things, our dirty laundry, always makes for interesting reading for a lot of people. But, you know, the part that gets me, of course, is the hypocrisy of it. That's where I get angry, because the largest part of me says, why is our sex life so important to everybody else? Why is what we do in the bedroom anyone else's business? So I do not look to politicians, for guidance, for moral guidance. Now, he's not a politician, just a head of a, 14,000-member religious organization, but I don't look to them for moral leadership. I look to them to manage this mess we call America. That's it. And yet when these people are telling us what to do in our bedrooms, and they themselves have this other side to them, which, by the way, I don't condemn him for having homosexual feelings at all. It doesn't bother me in the least. You know, they have to work it out personally in their marriage. I'm, more bothered by the other one with the love child, only because he would have dragged this country down a big hole. And initially, when he ran for the Democratic nomination, I just didn't like his background. I knew about him as a malpractice attorney going after innocent obstetricians who had nothing to do with a baby that had a problem. And yet he pursued it relentlessly. I said, this is not a moral or an honorable guy. That's all. I'm not saying anything against all lawyers. I'm just saying when a lawyer pursues a case and they know that the client, it depends who they're representing, but the doctor is innocent and yet they keep doing it. I'm sorry. That's just not right to me. All right, let's drop that. Some guy wrote me the really, really angry email. I don't want to inflame him. It's just really angry and vitriolic because I don't believe in aliens. I said what is patently obvious to anyone who's ever studied biology is that you look in a drop of water, look in the bottom of the ocean, look all over this earth, and you will find that what we cherish as what biological form should be is not how it plays out. The fact that aliens always have two eyes, a nose, a mouth, two arms and fingers and toes and legs is childish. It's preposterous. Just look at life forms on this earth that do not have legs and toes and eyes. All kinds of things out there. So if there were aliens, believe me, that isn't it. Well, this guy just wrote me this very, very angry, very condemning, letter. And I just had one of these things going around the internet today. I just picked up the whole list of things. And one of them I just kind of picked up on. Have you ever noticed that since everyone has a cell phone these days that takes pictures, no one talks about seeing UFOs like they used to? I like that. I like that. One other thing here was pretty good. Some of these are lines I've used before, and this they've stolen them. I know where the source of this one is. Red Fox. He says, health nuts are going to feel stupid someday, lying in hospitals, dying of nothing. Health is merely the slowest possible rate at which you can die, and life is sexually transmitted. All of them old. Okay, let's talk about how much TV you watch. And this particular website, which the graph is just like a direct line. Now, the website is Hunch. It's a website that gives you customized recommendations based on your answering questions of what you do and you don't like. It'll ask you questions to see whether you should go out and buy the latest, the latest computer, for example. It'll help you with that. But 66,000 people revealing their educational levels and the amount of TV they watched, among a whole bunch of other questions. That was not what the survey was about, and found this amazing direct correlation. You go up this graph, the more educated you are, the less TV you watch. The less educated you are, the more TV you watch. I think it's a story that draws its own conclusions. Okay, we got to talk about this one, because one of the things that, I am always criticizing our leadership about, and Congress, is how short-sighted they are. And you must know this in the seat of your pants. Politicians want to get reelected. Long-term goals don't suit them, because if they spend money now on a long-term goal and they can't show a return for it right away, then we get angry, because we ourselves are short-sighted. Older people who have co-payments for doctor visits are more likely to end up in the hospital, making their treatment more costly in the long run. Now, this may be a way to cut healthcare costs among younger people, i.e. co-pays, but not for people 65 and over. It's a lose-lose proposition. They studied 1 million people in 36 different plans under Medicare. Half of the plans raised their co-payments during the study period. Enrollees in plans whose co-pays for a trip to a specialist doubled to $22. And by the way, I'm all for that. I told you, maybe I haven't told these stories before, but I used to volunteer my time in free clinics, et cetera, from in other countries and in this country. And you give it away for free, my friends. People abuse you. They don't pay attention. They don't listen to what you say. They don't take their medications or your advice. You're free. You're not respected. add a $2 copay, and all of a sudden it changes. I know, it's so funny. Kaiser learned that early on in the game. So they doubled the copay for $22, which many people can't afford. The hospitalization rate among that group was almost 10% higher than people whose copays remained unchanged at, say, $11, $12. They estimated that the average health plan for every 100 enrollees would gain $7,150 from collecting more copayments and from decreased use of outpatient services. Because there's a copay, you might think twice about running to the doctor. But that same plan would spend $24,000 in additional hospital expenses because care in a hospital is so much more. So requiring copayments turned out to be especially costly to insurance companies when the subscribers were poor, poorly educated, underlying health problems. There's a big article here. You know about this because we've talked a lot about it. But all of a sudden, fast food joints are becoming diet centers. You know, you got there's all of them: Quiznos, McDonald's, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, all offering, you know, low-calorie alternatives. And now they have a woman here. She's already lost 161 pounds. She still weighs 315 pounds. And Subway has entered, and you're going to pick her up on this and offer her $1,000 for every pound she loses eating Subway sandwiches. And as a doctor here weighs in with a statement, you've heard me say many times, and every once in a while I feel I need to remind you that I don't make this stuff up, okay? I try not to. Sometimes I do. So here's an internist commenting on the article. And says, fast food in and of itself is not all necessarily a problem or an insult for developmentally mature, healthy adults. He says, if the calorie input, regardless of composition, is not excessive, there's no inherent physiologic evil. So I, you know, taking that to extremes, if I, you know, I came up with the, you know, the Hershey bar diet, and you ate fewer than, say, 2,000 calories a day of Hershey bars, you're going to lose weight. So there's nothing magical here. But I don't know whether this is going to work in the long run. I would certainly say the fast food industry delivers on their promise. What do they promise? They promise you it's fast. That's why they call it fast food. They don't call it healthy food. They call it fast food. So you can eat it once in a while. If you're eating it every day, then you might want to take some of this advice and choose healthier options, which many of them are offering. You want to talk about free speech? I don't know. After, you know, the Supreme Court, you know, said that it's okay in the name of free speech for corporations, unions, etc., to pay for political ads, and a lot of people getting upset about that. I want to dig in a little here to this food label business because it is about science versus free speech. And you tell me if you think this is an example of it, and maybe someday this will be a Supreme Court case because we need help in this. You know, the FDA banned health claims on food in 1906. 1906, because a lot of foods were being sold like patent medicines. Grape nuts, for example, in 1906 advertised itself as a cure for TB, malaria, and appendicitis. And it wasn't until the 80s that food companies started making health claims again. And in 1990, the FDA had to produce new rules for them. And now they insist that claims on food be science-based, although the food industry has successfully pushed for looser rules. A health claim, according to the feds, is a statement that, or even, by the way, a logo can be a health claim, like a heart, relating the food or a substance in it with a reduced risk of disease or a condition. That such claims must be supported by significant scientific agreement. Since the 90s, the FDA has approved maybe 20 of these claims, like, you know, calcium in a food to prevent osteoporosis, blah, blah, blah. In 2004, though, bowing to pressure from the supplement industry via freedom of speech court cases, the feds started allowing more questionable health claims. Okay, so free speech applied to advertising? I mean, that's my question. And if it is, my friends, we are on our own. And that may be okay. I can understand philosophically why someone would believe that. But when it comes to your health, it's a little scary. A little scary. And of course, now it's been extended to food supplements, which can say anything they want. It's not a level playing field. If I wanted to market an over-the-counter drug or a food, I'd have to jump through some hoops, but if I call it a food supplement, forget about it. Here's an Ohio State study, Ohio State University study, for many people don't understand why there's a health claim if the FDA has concluded there isn't adequate scientific evidence. You know the little thing you put at the bottom of it? Despite the problems, consumers are more likely to buy a product if it has a health claim on it. And, of course, that's not been lost on the food companies, which, of course, are piling on the claims. Alcohol. We got to talk about alcohol really quickly. Intimate partner violence. You've known about this. Alcohol is just the most single outside source of violence inducement that I can think of. Here, 30% of major violence against women by their partners. The woman was drinking. The partner was drinking. It goes on and on. I don't have to give you the details in terms of using a weapon and severe violence against your partner. So alcohol, you tell me why that's legal and everything else is illegal. I just don't see the whole, I don't see the draw, frankly. All right, you ready? I'm going to give you some symptoms. All right? Now, here are the symptoms. Listen carefully. Do you feel exhausted or overwhelmed by work or school? Do you have feelings of cynicism about job and schoolwork? Or do you feel inadequate and powerless? If that's you, I have got the diagnosis. This is an easy diagnosis to make, but let's see if it fits. And we'll talk more about it. 1-800-548-TALK. 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 I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
If you are going through menopause, perimenopause, or had a hysterectomy, please listen closely to this important announcement. Are you tired of hot flashes, constant fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, lack of sexual desire, and other symptoms caused by hormonal imbalance? You no longer have to resort to risky hormone replacement therapies. Now there's clinically proven Amberen, the first and only natural product that revives youthful hormone function. With just 2 tiny capsules a day, you can enjoy brighter moods, sound sleep, better sex, lose weight, and have tons of positive energy to do the things you love. Amberen is backed by published clinical studies and is guaranteed to work where other natural alternatives have failed. To learn more about this exciting new choice and to take advantage of the special promotion for radio listeners, call Lunata Biomedical at 1-800-339-0095. The number of free trials is limited, so please call now, 1-800-339-0095, or visit stopflashes.com.
So, you've got a mortgage?
I do.
Want to lower your payments by refinancing at today's low rates?
I would, but the mortgage process is worse than going to the dentist.
That's true, but one company has revolutionized the entire home loan experience.
Who's that?
Quicken Loans. Their process is so simple and painless, they've grown to become the largest online lender in the country.
Really?
Yeah, you can do everything from the comfort of your home. E-sign your documents, check your loan status online in real time, and get the best mortgage that's custom fit to your individual needs.
Wow, that's a serious breakthrough.
And it works. 94% of all Quicken Loans closed clients refer their friends and family to them.
That's definitely better than the dentist.
It is. Closing hundreds of thousands of loans in all 50 states and 25 years of experience doing it tends to make you a home loan expert.
How do I get started?
Just go to quickenloans.com or call 888-99-QUICK. That's quickenloans.com or 888-99-QUICK.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Plane's fueled. Are we good to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Baggage?
Empty crate? A plane ready for takeoff.
Guys, we got an empty dog carrier here.
And your moment of truth.
We need all eyes on a missing dog now.
Which push-to-talk network do you want to keep business flying?
Nothing at ticketing.
Nothing at the gate.
Got a 20 on your missing passenger.
Let me guess. Food court.
Roger that.
When you want the largest push-to-talk coverage area in the nation, you want Verizon. Plus, now get push-to-talk in the BlackBerry Tour smartphone. Buy one today for $99.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card and get the second one free. Each phone requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Early termination and other fees per line apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255, 800-548-TALK, and be well with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John? Welcome.
Hello, doctor.
Yes, sir.
My question is, after undergoing, say, a course of chemotherapy or courses for 9 months, a year, are there any side effects that might arise later, maybe a year down the road, that we're going to align with, say, rage, losing temper, road rage, things like that, that might manifest?
Wow, that's a really good question. Really good question, John. In general, chemotherapy agents don't cross the blood-brain barrier very well. But many other toxic substances that can be generated as, you know, cancer cells are killed off could very possibly affect your mentality. Now, it's a year later, and I would rather keep the net wide and broad in this, because every time we try to narrow it in situations like this, we find out that we were wrong. For instance, people who get a little head injury and then wind up with, you know, psychological difficulties and issues later on. We never thought that was reasonable or possible. And so I would say, as time goes on, we are finding out that the brain is very, very sensible. Sensitive. Now, I don't know that I can prove this to you, and nor have I seen a vast literature on it, but we certainly see that after major surgery and all kinds of other medical events, that people indeed can have their emotions affected. So something like cancer and chemotherapy, you betcha. And yet, I got to say something here, and it's very, very important, John, because I don't know whether you're talking about yourself or someone you know. And that is that if indeed you get chemotherapy for cancer, many, if not most cancers, are capable of throwing a metastasis to the brain. And I wouldn't want to miss that. So anybody with cancer all of a sudden develops a change in personality or anything neurological, of course you mention this to the doctor immediately, because it could be that. So the answer to your question is yes, after the situation you described, there are definite personality changes. I think that could happen, and that includes, you know, a couple of things that I mentioned. All right? Let's talk to, Lillian, is it? How you doing, Lillian?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I have had vertigo for about 3 months now, and I'm trying to find out what causes it and what besides some exercises and things that they...
Yeah. What did your doctor say to you?
He gave me some exercises, some head and neck exercises.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, that makes me think, it makes me hopeful at least, if the doctor... was the doctor an ENT doctor or your general doctor?
Oh, it was a head and neck doctor.
Yeah, well, the doctor is saying, I'm just interpreting this, that you are probably pretty lucky, Lillian, because it sounds to me like you have something called benign positional vertigo. There's little crystals that can form in the fluid that determines all this, that tickle a little hairs in the canal that goes to your brain that tells our body when we're upright or sideways or on a merry-go-round and we're going to throw up. So the idea is that if one of those little crystals gets in a way, then you can manipulate a person's head with certain exercises that will dislodge that crystal and cause relief of symptoms. Now, it's not easy to do, and I would want to make sure you're doing it right, but you can learn to do this at home. There's a name for this maneuver that ear, nose, and throat doctors know about and know how to do this. So I would, I'd say make sure you're doing the exercises right, and hopefully this will go away, all right? Martin, Dr. Edel here. Welcome to the program. Martin, you're on the air.
Hey there. Hey, I wanted to ask you about a couple of quick things. I want to firstly see if you're going to this Autism Hope in Action Conference here in the Bay Area this weekend. You know, Dr. Oz recently was talking about, he said that some of the most promising treatments for autism come from changing the foods that a child is eating. I was wondering what your take is on the, you know, increasing application of, you know, nutrition and special diets and...
Yeah, so it would be wonderful. I don't know. Some people tell me things that Dr. Oz says, and I just have to roll my eyes. I don't believe he said those things. And I know a lot of the times there's ads on the internet that have his name on it, and he's not associated with it. But there is no relationship between diet and autism, other than keeping your child healthy and with all the all their energy. So what can I tell you? That's as of today. That could change tomorrow. All right, we're going to talk about symptoms of exhaustion and overwhelmed by work and school and feeling cynical about your job. What the diagnosis is if you have those feelings. I'm Dr. Dina Del.
This is the update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The U.S. Labor Secretary is in Fremont today, announcing $19 million in emergency grants to the people put out of work when the NUMMI plant closed. People who worked at suppliers to the NUMMI plant also are eligible for this grant money. The top hat on the Gulf oil leak is reducing the flow from that blown-out well, but President Obama said today that only a relief well will solve the problem for good, and that won't be ready until August at the earliest. 10 NATO soldiers killed today, 7 of them American, killed in separate attacks in Afghanistan. This is KGO.
As summer approaches, Xfinity from Comcast has some sizzling deals. For a limited time, sign up for a digital cable package with on-demand and HBO for only $29.99 a month for 12 months. Plus, you'll get HBO free for 3 of those months. It's no coincidence it's being offered now, since the new season of True Blood begins Sunday. And you can catch up on all the previous seasons thanks to Xfinity On Demand with more than 3,000 HD choices at any given time. You can't get that kind of HD programming from satellite or the phone company. A virtual library of movies, music, and shows that are ready to be watched when you are, only through Xfinity. Watch every game of the 2010 World Cup in English or Spanish, the MTV Movie Awards, BET Awards, all with sneak peeks and highlights from behind the scenes. It's an exciting month for television and a perfect time for Xfinity. Now for only $29.99 a month for 12 months. And for customers not yet taking advantage of Xfinity's award-winning home phone service, here's an exclusive deal for you. $19.99 a month for 12 months. Call 800-XFINITY. Sizzling deals with Xfinity from Comcast.
Here's a short quiz brought to you by European Sleepworks. Let's say you are about to make a major purchase. It might be a kitchen appliance, a replacement furnace, or maybe a new mattress. Think of what your expectations would be. We'll wait. Chances are you've come up with a list that includes performance. It needs to work as advertised. Longevity. It should be durable, with a decent lifespan. Trustworthiness. You want to know exactly what you're buying and from whom. A sensible price. The cost has to fit the product and your budget. Add all these things together and you get value. The kind you'll find at European Sleepworks. Visit our store and we'll be glad to demonstrate how our products meet and surpass your expectations. Discover the mattress built for health, performance, and value at European Sleepworks, Adeline at Ashby and Berkeley. Online at sleepworks.com.
John Kupal, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, with a warning about Steve Poizner and Proposition 13.
The prospect of Steve Poizner being elected governor is truly frightening to those who depend on Proposition 13 to protect their homes. Poizner has a long history of attacking Prop 13. A decade ago, Poizner spent $200,000 of his own money fighting to make it easier to raise taxes. The result has been $23 billion in higher taxes for California taxpayers. As a candidate for the Assembly, Poizner tried to eliminate Prop 13's two-thirds vote requirement to raise taxes on homeowners. In fact, Poizner's position on Prop 13 and higher taxes was so extreme, we issued an official taxpayer warning stating that he was unqualified for office. A first for a Republican in the history of our association. California taxpayers need help. Meg Whitman is the only fiscal conservative in the race and the only one Howard Jarvis would trust to protect Prop 13. Please join us in supporting Meg Whitman.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor 2010.
The Oakland A's are known for giving it their all, but as a fan, you must be careful not to get caught up in the excitement. Do not tear your hair out. Do not scream, "Sweeney is God!" at the top of your lungs. This is not true. Do paint your face green, but not the person's next to you. And do not pretend to be Andrew Bailey and throw your hot dog high and tight at your friend. The Oakland A's, green collar baseball.
Every Friday, $50 gets you 4 tickets and 4 meals with the Xfinity Friday Family Pack. For tickets, go to oaklandathletics.com.
This report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. At Napa, get a $10 mail-in rebate on Napa Legend 75 batteries the month of June. Use your Napa know-how to save big on batteries and hurry on in.
Doctor! Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Dina Del. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk about something here. Now, there's a grander issue in this particular story to me. You know, when you look at war or massive tragedies like Haiti, everybody counts deaths. The number of injuries is often way beyond that. We look at the economy, we talk about how many people have lost their jobs. But what about the lesser evils? People who are really struggling to keep ends together, make ends meet and pay their mortgages, etc. So it's about the lesser, you know, the lesser evils. And I tell you about this documentary my kid did on a terrible disease called onchocerciasis, or river blindness in Africa. 37 million and counting, that's his website. The number 37 million and counting. He did a great documentary on a disease that makes you wish you were dead, but doesn't kill you. Right? So with that, let's launch in this one here. This is a study from Finland of families and students, ninth graders. And they looked at burnout. And that's the definition. Feeling exhausted and overwhelmed by work and school demands, feelings of cynicism about job and schoolwork, or feeling inadequate and powerless. And the mayhem that results from just burnout. Once again, this is falling a little short of somebody losing their job, but they assessed the level of burnout experienced by parents and students, and they found several factors, including the size of the daily workload, makes sense, as well as financial stress, makes sense, were primarily responsible for the level of burnout in adults and teens. But burnout ran in families. There was a particularly strong association between work burnout in moms and school burnout in their teen daughters. Now, that we could take and have an hour conversation on easily. Does this mean that when moms are working, they're not able to give the time and energy to their daughters, or is this just the way of the West here? It seems that burnout spreads in families, say the authors. Parents act as role models, particularly the same gender. And burnout in parents might lead to negative parenting and low involvement with their kids, which also leads to burnout in them. All right. Okay, let's talk to Darren. How you doing, Darren?
Hey, Doc. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Okay, good. I had a question. I'm 38 years old, and as far as I can remember, maybe since I was five, I had this situation where if I turned my head rapidly to the left or to the right, there would be this sharp pain that comes from the back of my neck over my scalp and almost ended my forehead. And it would be a sharp pain that would last for about 15 seconds. And then, strangely enough, sometimes my tongue would actually spasm into a cup formation, and it would just stay there until the pain subsided. And I've asked my doctor when I was, 25, and he's never really had an answer for it. And I'm wondering if I should ever be concerned about that. It happens maybe once every 2 years now, but when I was a kid, I remember it happened more often.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I can condense your question down, hey, Doc, it hurts when I make my head do this. I'd say, well, don't do that. The old Henny Youngman line. This is interesting. I mean, you have to do this on purpose to swing your head around to cause these pains?
It'll just happen, suddenly. And normally if I'm startled or if I turn and, suddenly, that's when it normally would occur. And then it's, it's just a sharp pain. I don't know how else to describe it other than that.
Right. And well, tell me about your tongue. The tongue gets a cupping. Is it you're making a long tube with your tongue, or you're curling the front of your tongue backwards?
If you could just lay out your hand in a palm formation and then just, like a cup, like you're holding, trying to catch water, that's basically the formation that it takes, so that it feels.
Yeah. I guess, Darren, I'm a little stumped by it. I would say certainly, throwing your head one way or the other can cause pain. And there are serious things that can happen by tweaking your neck around, obviously. We have, a certain number of lawsuits every year about people against chiropractors when they manipulate the neck. Sometimes can cause a stroke because there's a very important artery that goes back there. But it also can happen, in fairness to chiropractors, it can happen when you go to get your hair done and you put your neck, way back. And certainly pain when you swing your neck is very possible in a variety of mechanisms. Now, when chiropractors adjust you, they want you to relax and not fight them. And so your joints can go into, hyperextension or flexion position and stretch the capsules of your joints, which to some people, like cracking your knuckles, feels good. And you probably are doing that and going beyond really what you should, and you may be causing the pain from a straight orthopedic point of view, but your tongue. That's puzzling, simply because the nerves that go to your tongue. Now, I'm going to have to go back here. No, I'm going to shut up. I'll go after the show. I'll go get out an anatomy book, because I'm now thinking with an extreme twist of your neck, you might be able to, depending on the interior bones around your neck, you might be able to hit one of the nerves that goes to your tongue. Because what I was going to say, which may not be correct, is that the nerves to your tongue go right from your brain to your tongue. This is the foolishness of the invention, actually, of chiropractic, if you think about it, because Daniel Palmer went and claimed, he's a grocery store clerk, and claimed he cured a man's hearing by tweaking his neck. Well, the nerves to hearing go right from your brain to your ears, don't go anywhere near your neck. There's just no way that moving your neck, you know, is going to affect your hearing. But with the tongue, you know, it's, I can visualize it, but I'm just trying to visualize whether there are, you know, you tweak your neck and you could do it. There are some conditions called steel syndromes and things where you have a little, I'll use a lay term here, like an extra rib. And when you move your arm around, you can actually tweak nerves, move your arm and your shoulder girdle around and pinch a nerve and cause problems. So I'm wondering if there is indeed the possibility of you doing that. Otherwise, I have no explanation. But Darren, let me tell you something. We draw upon the smartest audience in media today. So right now, there are neurologists, head and neck surgeons listening to this, and they would know the answer if there's anything anatomical that could explain it. So I would say, you know, be patient. Be patient. We'll maybe have one of them call us up. All right? So if they decide to call up your ear, nose, and throat, or head and neck surgeon just driving on the highways and byways of life right now, help me with Darren, would you? 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. Even if you're not a head and neck surgeon, you call that number. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
A Rolex holds its value because it was intended to. The product of superiority, its design, functions, movements are admired around the world. Its 904L steel is incomparable. Its patented Everose gold remains forever beautiful. Like the endeavors of those who wear it, a Rolex is nothing short of extraordinary. For a complete selection of Rolex timepieces, visit your official Rolex jeweler.
Glime the Jeweler in Palo Alto at the Stanford Shopping Center. Glime the Jeweler since 1931.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah?
Listen, I'm going to need those reports by Monday, so you might want to come in this weekend and knock them out, okay?
Gary? Oh, I think I'm actually going to be busy this weekend buying stuff.
Millions in cash scratchers from the California Lottery are here, with 25 instant prizes of $1 million in cash. Millions in cash scratchers. Become a millionaire instantly. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Debt stinks. No one wants to have it, and no one wants to battle it. Having too much debt is an embarrassing situation that can dramatically impact the quality of your life, including your ability to get a loan or a job. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've met too many good people who have too much bad debt. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their credit card debts, car payments, student loans, even their mortgage. My debt-free Bible will show you some of the most successful debt-eliminating secrets in the world. You can get out of debt no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. The truth is, the debt-free Bible contains secrets to helping you live debt-free. That's why everyone needs it. To prove it, let me rush you a free copy of the debt-free Bible. There's a limited number of free copies still available. Call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481. 1-800-700-3481.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Wanted you to get the first look at some new initiatives to advertise Geico savings.
Planes?
I call it Flyvertising.
Well, that's a long banner, sir. Let me see. Geico saves you money with great rates and could save you even more with great discounts. Get defensive driver discounts, good driver discounts, and multi...
Wait, here comes the second plane.
Multi-car discounts.
I ran out of room on the first banner.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Morning there, sir.
Hey, I want you to do a radio ad about Geico's fast and easy claim service. Well, here's a list of things to talk about.
Goodness, lot to say here. 24-7 help with many claims settled in 48 hours, convenient auto repair express shops, outstanding emergency road service.
What if you sang a jingle or something?
Couldn't do that, sir. There's already a nice tune at the end of all my commercials.
There is?
Yeah, little guitar strum. Kind of goes like...
To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Welcome back to the program. Something I want to mention quickly. If you're calling the program, you'll notice that Heather's voice has deepened because it's Jason answering the phone. All the conversations we've had on the air in the past with Heather live about riding your bike, a good example of how good things always have, you know, can have consequences. Everything has a consequence. Anyway, she got a little bump. She was wearing a helmet. She's fine. She's just a little bruised and sore. And if she's listening, we all wish you to get well, and Heather will be back in a day or two, back answering the phones. But there's a picture, Heather. I don't know if you meant for me to see that picture. It was on the list. You sent it to a friend. Poor Heather sitting in a wheelchair. She looks so sad. I'm not going to post it anywhere. I wouldn't know how. But that was quite a picture. Not used to seeing a normally robust, smiling Heather sitting in a wheelchair. All bruised and thunked. Okay, let's talk to Victor. Get well, Heather. Victor, how you doing?
Yes, doctor. The question I have is that should there be a concern during urination, the flow of urine splits into two streams?
How long has that been going on?
I would say a little over a year or two.
Okay, do you ever remember having... any kind of a condition that caused burning or discharge or anything like that from your urethra? That's the tip?
Only at one point where I had a kidney stone.
Ah. Now, that's interesting. What happened to that stone? Did you urinate it out or they blast it out?
I had two of them in the past, and I think I passed both. I know I passed at least one.
Yeah. Well, it makes me wonder. I mean, here's what's going on. The split stream, in and of itself... is nothing to be concerned about. And it happens for various reasons. And by the way, does it happen all the time or just sometimes? I'm sorry, I didn't hear your answer, Victor. Sometimes, okay. Because what can happen is you can have a little scar or a bump or a little piece of dried mucus or a whole bunch of things that can cause it. And you can see how easy that could happen. You take an ordinary hose and just put something in the middle of the flow and it'll split into two streams. We see it in men who've had urethritis, who've had certain STDs because we think they have little scars that are causing this. And when they get bad, you can get a constriction and the urine flow can be restricted. In that case, we put something in there to kind of pop it open. In your case, I'm not sure I'd be very concerned, especially because it's sometimes. And sometimes you get a little vascular engorgement and it causes some swelling. It just distorts the flow. I'm trying to think of a metaphor that would make sense. Well, for instance, here where I live, we have a river that goes through our backyard. And when the river is low, well, the river splits into two at one place because the gravel bar is elevated and high. And when the river is high, it just, you know, goes right over the gravel bar and doesn't split into two. So it's that kind of a deal. But if you notice any symptoms or burning or discharge or anything like that, I'd want you to consult a urologist. And if you feel like it's constricting the flow of urine, so you'll be okay. Let's talk to Sandy. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm good, Dr. Dinadel. I was wondering why somebody would be craving ice chips. Is there a reason for that?
Well, yes. You know, craving ice chips can be very interesting, Sandy, because there is a condition called pica, P-I-C-A. It's a Latin, actually, I think certain birds that I think would include, I'll shut up about that. Certain species of bird that eats anything. And pica means you eat things that are not meant to be eaten. There are people who lick blinds, who will lick an ashtray, who will chew on rubber tires, who will eat all kinds of weird things. And we include ice, which is called pagophagia, in that group. And so people who have a compulsion to want to chew ice, the only thing I know of that seems to relate nutritionally is iron deficiency. So I advise anybody with iron deficiency, I mean anybody who has ice chewing to get their iron checked. Other than that, it's just kind of a habit, like some people like to chew pencils, etc. But wanting to eat unusual things can be due to that. Then there's people who eat dirt. actually is cultural. And some of those people actually have iron deficiency, but we found a lot of them are normal, and it's just something they do, and they like the taste of it. All right? Let's talk to Ed. Welcome to the program, Ed.
Oh, hi, Dr. Dean. The reason I'm calling you, I want to do a little follow-up on what you were talking about yesterday about the guy taking the photograph of the child inside the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, before we dig into it, I don't know the details of that case. I just could see somebody trying to prove that circumcision was less common and taking pictures of these kids. But go ahead. Let me hear what you have to say.
Well, for starters, I wanted to thank you because I've been listening to you for so long. 28 years ago, they actually wanted to circumcise my firstborn son, and he had a bilirubin problem, and the guy had to draw more blood. And he said, hey, I'm right here. I can take care of this right now and do the circumcision. I said, you know, no thanks. I'll pass on that. I'm going to just leave him the way God made him, and I'm very glad that I did. So I wanted to thank you.
Good for you.
And then on the other situation on this, when I heard you say this, I always agree with you. But just as somebody who's always respected you, and nothing to do, you weren't doing anything unrespectful, of course. You're just bringing your point of view. Anybody, I think, that would be a real invasion of privacy for a daughter or a baby or anybody to go in there to take a photograph. It would be like, I guess an analogy of that would be, you mentioned quite a while ago, I think you had mentioned this, that women normally don't sit on a toilet seat all the way. And so if a husband was going in or a guy was going in taking photographs of women in a bathroom, they'd say, oh, I wasn't taking the photograph, I just was trying to prove a point. I just don't think that's an appropriate thing for somebody to do.
Yeah, you know what, Ed, I agree with you. I agree with you. It was simply that the report, many people probably don't have no idea what we're talking about. It's from Australia of a guy who got a sexual abuse charge, pedophilia charge against him because he took pictures of, I think they were baby boys having their diapers changed. Now, they did find, and now here's a part I learned subsequently, they did find in his camera, and that's the only evidence that they have, nothing on his computer, no other behaviors, almost 50 pictures of these kids. He says he was having an argument with his wife about circumcision, and he was trying to make the point that most little boys nowadays are not circumcised and wanted to prove it to her. Well, he could have been clever. He could have been covering up some kind of a strange compulsion, and if I were changing my kid's diaper into some guy in there taking pictures, I'd slug him. So I agree. I was just looking for some ray of hope because, gee, that's a pretty bizarre deal that if they found no other evidence of his proclivities, and that was his excuse, even though it's distasteful, even though it's weird, even though it's a whole bunch of things, but it might not be child sexual abuse. So that's why I raise that, but you're absolutely right. I mean, given the realities of it, everything you said, I would agree with. All right, I'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. You are only 8 months away from a new career. Attend class once a week on either Saturday or Sunday. Begin in September and finish in May, and you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement with the Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University. Space is limited, so don't delay. Call right now and ask about their extended weekend course. 408-554-4521. That's 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call. For information and videos, go to KGORadio.com.
Bargain security systems
aren't. When you're looking for a security system for your business, you might find something that looks like a great deal. But when you have questions or need additional service, you find out the hard way. You're on your own. With Bay Alarm, you're getting a security solution with a dedicated staff of professionals to back it up. So no matter what's happening, you can be confident that it's under control. Our security experts live in your community. They're dedicated full-time employees, not contracted telemarketers. And they bring a level of accountability and responsiveness to their work that you just can't find from a national provider. We're also a complete security resource for business. Our expertise spans burglar alarms, fire protection, access control, and CCTV. So put us to the test. Call 1-800-610-1000 for a free security review. Call 1-800-610-1000 or visit bayalarm.com today. Bay Alarm. What have you got to lose? ACO 28, CCL 880-138.
Taxpayers, listen up. The politicians are at it again. In the Central Valley and Bay Area alone, politicians want $2.5 billion in public funds to pay for government-run electricity. And under current law, you don't even have the right to vote on it. On the June ballot, Proposition 16 is the Taxpayers' Right to Vote Act. It requires voter approval before local governments can spend public funds to go into the electricity business. Whether government-run electricity is a good idea or not, voters should have the final say because we're the ones paying the bills. So when you next hear about politicians wanting $2.5 billion to pay for government-run electric service without voter approval, just remember, they shouldn't be able to use our money without our vote. No way. Protect your money by voting yes on Proposition 16, the Taxpayers' Right to Vote Act. Paid for by Yes on 16, Californians to Protect Our Right to Vote. Major funding from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and California Business PAC. Sponsored by California Chamber of Commerce, a coalition of taxpayers, business, and labor.
KGO News Talk 810.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Amy. How you doing, Amy? Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Dean. I have a question. I'm not sure if it's common to anyone else. I've been a little afraid to ask my doctor. But a few times a year, I have the feeling when I'm trying to wake up that I can't. It starts almost in the throat. It's like a tightness in my throat, and I'm trying to open my eyes. I can't swallow. I have no ongoing, like a seizure disorder, but I guess I'm wondering what...
Can you move? How about movement? Do you find you have trouble moving when you're lying in bed at that point?
Yeah, I can't sit up. I can't swallow. I can't open my eyes, and yet I feel like I'm trying.
Yeah, let's talk about this, Amy. What you have is called sleep paralysis, and it can be part of narcolepsy. If you ever get attacks in the daytime of sleepiness, do you ever get a sudden massive attack of sleepiness in the daytime?
I told my doctor if I sit down, I can be asleep in minutes.
Okay, then you need to see a sleep doctor because I think you might have narcolepsy. N is with N like in Nancy, N-A-R-C-O, lepsy, narcolepsy. And you've classically described you're paralyzed, you cannot move, but you're really awake, and it can be very, very frightening. So talk to a sleep doctor, see if you have that. I'll bet you that's what it is. All right, I'm Dr. Dinadel. That's the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Until then, be well.
This show was...
World-class heart surgeons make Sequoia Hospital's Heart and Vascular Institute the best in California. Our surgeons have the best heart valve replacement survival rate in the nation, and most procedures are minimally invasive. And our heart valve volume ranks in the top 5% nationally. We're easy to reach in the San Francisco Peninsula. So please, learn more at SequoiaHearts.com. That's SequoiaHearts.com.
If you're looking to waste vast amounts of time, all you need is a search engine and a few simple phrases, such as the miracle butter diet, cats in hazmat suits, vast cheerleading conspiracy, and so on. But if you're looking to save time and money, just search for three little characters, 8x8. Try it. Just type it in. 8x8. If you're a small business owner, you could save hundreds, maybe thousands a month. 8x8. You'll be glad you did.
Cutting coupons, searching for sales, you may be looking for easy ways to stretch your dollars. To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give Fremont Bank a call. So far this year, we've helped over 3,500 homeowners refinance their mortgages. Right now, Fremont Bank is offering a fixed-rate mortgage with no closing costs or points at a rate as low as 4.125% APR. Since 1964, Fremont Bank has valued and treated our clients with respect. We have honored our commitment to the community date by building a strong, solid foundation to provide you with sensible financial solutions today and in the future. We are one of the oldest independent family-owned banks in California. Find out for yourself. To apply for a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.125% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 6/7/2010. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.